starting NBA.
Welcome, my friends, to another recording edition of Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour. Tonight, I want to be talking about a very favorite topic of mine. On your 1040 income tax form, how does that affect you? What does that mean? People do not understand how dangerous these 1040 tax forms are. So I'm going to explain that for people because many people believe that May 17th is the deadline. They have to fill out this 1040 tax form to not get into trouble with the IRS, and they will find out that's not the case. In fact, the reverse of that is the case. So with that, folks, let's go ahead and get started. We're going to record this thing, and I'll be afterwards, as usual, answer any and all of your individual freedom questions you have about your situation, your concerns, folks. So hang in there. We're going to have a good time tonight. Let's do it.
All right, I'll be counting you down in 3, 2, 1.
By filing a 1040 income tax form, do you give IRS the power to rob you and imprison you? That is the question. I will explain to you why the answer is, unfortunately, a big yes. I'm Paymon Motahede, and I founded Freedom Law School in 1996 to educate and empower Americans like you to live a free life. So fasten your seatbelts. We're going to go for a ride of empowering education. You had no idea that even existed. Let's go first to our website of Freedom Law School at livefreenow.org. And from there, folks, what you want to do on this topic is go to the educational materials drop-down menu and go down to eye-opening education. And you want to right-click on that and open that link in a tab, okay? But before we do that, folks, I'm going to share with you a little bit by going to a 1040 form of the IRS itself, okay? Let's go to the IRS's own 1040 form I got here in front of you. It says it's a U.S. individual income tax return for year 2020. By the way, this new one has a one very dangerous thing added. Any of you in cryptocurrency, look at this, folks. They've added this question now right off the bat that says, at any time during 2020, did you receive, sell, send, exchange, or otherwise acquire any financial interest in any virtual currency? And they demand that the answer yes or no. In other words, you are in a fork in the road. You have to either go this way or that way. Make a statement under oath. And if you lie, prison time. That's what they have it there. Because a lot of people are getting into cryptocurrency, which is a great way to go. But why should you have to put the rope around your neck having to answer that question, which they have no business known about? So, folks, the problem with this system is this, folks. You really do allow the IRS to rob you. You allow the IRS to rob you by filling out a 1040 income tax session form. And you also empower the IRS to come after you for even more money than you confessed by filing and signing a 1040 income tax confession form. I'll show you now. Watch. See, you see on this 1040 form, folks, what you do is here what you're doing. You go down to the next part. You have wages, salaries, tips, all this kind of money that you receive, pensions, right? You add it all up to what? At the end, you declare everything you got is taxable income. That's right. Taxable income. In other words, all the money that you receive, you're confessing is taxable when it's not. You see, and then you admit and confess to that and have it here also on this page. Same thing. Enlarge. You add up every money you get and all becomes, at the end by your confession, taxable income. And we continue to the next page. And now there's a tax, right, that you claim you owe. And if you go to the next page, you continue on. At the end, you fill out this part, amount you owe. So you just confess this is the amount you owe, as you see on line 37. And here is the most dangerous part where it says sign here. What you do is you sign this under penalties of perjury. What is that? Never heard of that? I will show you now. Let's go to the eye-opening education page I have opened for you. And when you go down, folks, I've enlarged for you what that 1040 financial line is. It says right here, under penalties of perjury, which means basically throw me in prison if everything on this form is not true, correct, and complete. That is what you are doing. This is not a harmless signature on a hotel reservation or car rental you do. This is a very serious thing. You are swearing to this under penalty of perjury, like before a judge and a jury, right? And you say, what? I declare that I've examined this return and accompanying schedules and statements, which of course you don't understand. Someone else filled out for you. You don't know what it says. And to the best of my knowledge, which is no knowledge. You have no understanding of these forms, do you? Most of you do not. Based on your knowledge, which is none, and belief, they are true, correct, and complete. How can you sign this thing that is true, correct, and complete if you don't understand the law? How can you? Because the law that you're supposed to understand, that if it applies to you, is right here. This is the Internal Revenue Code, the federal tax laws, okay? And you're supposedly read and understand these laws in this tissue-thin paper, tiny font, right? You read and understand it as it applies to you. And based upon your understanding of this, you're saying it's all true, correct, and complete when you really do not understand this. And you put the burden of proof on yourself. Why? I'll show you why. Because as we covered earlier, what you do, you confess to your taxable income right here, folks. Yes. I'm going to zoom in on this for you a little bit more. See? You see that taxable income? Line 15. Can I zoom in anymore? No, I can't. Line 15, taxable income. You're confessing that all the money received here from wages to whatever else is taxable income, but you're asking for all the expenses and deductions to be recognized. Now, this is even worse when you are a small business owner like here. Look at this one. If you're more than a wage earner, independent contractor, business owner, you are expected to fill out this profit or loss from business form, Schedule C, and look at this form, folks, okay? In part one, you claim you got gross receipts for sales. IRS will accept that from you. Gross profit on line 5, IRS will accept that from you. Line 7, gross income. You admit that's your gross income, taxable income, right? The IRS will accept that from you under oath. But you want to have reduced your gross income, which is taxable, by all these expenses. But here it is. On part two, your expenses, you have advertising, car and truck expenses, commission fees, contract labor, depletion, all kind of stuff. Here on line, you know, 18, you have office expense, line 20, rent or lease, you know, 21, repairs and maintenance, you know, you have 24, we have travel and meals. All of these things, folks, that you're putting, they're all under oath. You swear to all of them to be true. Yes. And you list your total expenses here under oath. But guess what? IRS can simply disregard and ignore everything that you claim is your expense. Everything. And say to you, hey, you prove it. You prove every single item in the Schedule C by documentation, by word of witnesses if necessary. Every little thing. And if you don't, if you cannot prove it, guess what? You probably made it up. You lied. You've made a materially false statement under oath. You're trying to evade your fair share of taxes. Yes. That means you're somebody IRS will want to take to prison, perhaps, if you're the unlucky one. But before we get to that, they can say, you admit on your form that you only owe the IRS $10,000. By taking away your expenses, you might owe the IRS $30,000. And penalty to add to that. Yes. And interest. Oh, that's another $10,000 on top of that. So your $10,000 tax bill becomes a $40,000 tax bill. Because you made it easy for the IRS. How? Because all of these items, folks, you see on your, you know, here, all your expenses, the IRS can simply ignore and say, prove everything. Yes. On top of that, everything you claim, all this stuff, medical expenses, you know, amount, right amount of mortgage interest payment, this, that, the other deduction, burden of proof is on you. Whereas as a non-filer, you did not confess to anything. You're free. You made no statement that you owe the IRS anything. So basically, you owe the IRS a big fat zero. Now the IRS has to come after you with a claim that you owe them. And as usual in any time, when someone claims that you owe them, that someone else has the burden of proof to proving that you owe them the money. In this case, it's the IRS. Yes. And that's the way it should be. And the courts have said that. Look at this, folks. I got this case here. It's called Gavlin versus Commissioner of Internal Revenue. That's a 11th Circuit case, Court of Appeal, Federal Court of Appeal, 1985. And here's what the court case said in Gatlin. Okay? This is very important you get this. In determining which party, which side, bears or has the burden of proving their case, it is necessary to differentiate between unreported income cases. Unreported income cases are the cases that you didn't file. You did not confess to the IRS that you owed the money. And deduction cases. That's the cases that you filed a confession form and you want to deduce and reduce by deduction what you owe. See, in unreported income cases, non-filing cases, once it has been shown through evidence The government got to come forward with evidence that the commissioner's determination, the IRS's numbers, is arbitrary and erroneous. The ultimate burden of proof of persuasion shifts to the commissioner. That's right. In other words, the government has to prove the case. See, unless they have the evidence on their side. Now, let's skip a little bit of this and read more about it here. Rationale behind this rule is that a taxpayer should not bear the burden of proving a negative, no unreported income. You shouldn't have to prove that yet you received no money. The burden of proof is on the government to prove that you had taxable income, right? They have to prove it. If the commissioner can present no substantive evidence to support his deficiency claim. If the IRS cannot present no evidence, substantive evidence that you owe them taxes, you don't have to prove nothing. It's on the government to prove that you owe them anything at all. And the Gaffney case, folks, as the court says, a deduction case, a filer case, who confessed on himself. That's what Gatlin did. And Gatlin, like all people who file 1040 confession forms, at all times, the taxpayers, filers, must come forward with evidence to support his entitlement to the deduction expense lowering amount of the taxes and the amount of the entitlement expenses. That's your entitled expenses and deduction. The burden of proof is on you. You put the burden of proof on yourself. See? And the court continues and says, look, when claiming a deduction, the filer, the taxpayer has admitted the full amount of income, but seeks to pay less than the applicable tax on that income by utilizing available deductions. Yes, you have admitted to all the receipts. You have to prove the expenses and deduction, okay? And because of that, because now the court says that you, the taxpayers, privy or know the facts to substantiate a deduction case when you file, you folks, the citizens, bear the burden of proving your right to and the amount of the claim deduction. Yep, that's right. Folks, they write more about it. You can read it on your own, okay? Okay, and what does the court say? This stricter burden for deduction or filing cases makes sense. Filers are the cases more strict on them because unlike unreported income cases where you haven't confessed to anything, the taxpayer, the citizen, is not required to prove a negative, right? So, folks, you can read more about this case on your own on the internet. And bottom line is that confession form, you owe the IRS money. And the IRS can say, forget about your deductions. Forget about your expenses. Prove it. If you can't prove it, pay more with penalty and interest. And you allow them to do so. Why? Why put the rope around your neck and hand it to the IRS? Does it make any sense? Folks, because, folks, the U.S. Constitution protects you. Yes, it does. Look at this, folks, okay? The U.S. Constitution, folks, here it is, the Fifth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution was added among the 10 amendments of the U.S. Constitution at the time of the Constitution to protect you and your rights. And part of it says this very important statement. This is the most important part of the Fifth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. It says, nor shall anybody, any person, be compelled or forced, criminal case, to be a witness against himself. Okay? That means that, folks, you don't have to be testifying in any way when that testimony could be used against you to put you in prison. Yep. But guess what? The policemen, when they catch somebody, they give them, read them the rights, the Miranda rights. You have a right to remain silent? Anything you say may and could be used against you. Right? That's the Fifth Amendment warning the police always give to anybody, that your statements may be used against you. But the IRS doesn't give you that warning, do they? The H&R Block and TurboTax, your bookkeeper, CPA, tax accountant, or tax lawyer, they do not give you that warning, do they? No. And let me tell you something. One of my students back in 1997 was a criminal investigation division agent of the IRS. He was a special agent. His name is Joseph Bannister. Okay? He ended up quitting the IRS in 1999. And this book of his, he wrote about income tax fraud, Freedom Law School published for him and distributed it for him. Yes. He quit the IRS and asked his superiors to send a cover letter to the head of the IRS in Washington, D.C. to refute it. They didn't. They couldn't. Told them, you can simply leave. We will not answer you. So he left. Joseph Bannister quit with the IRS. And he's been exposing IRS fraud for a long time. That's his website right here, folks. Okay? AgentForTruth.com. And here it is. Who is Agent for Truth, folks? Joe Bannister is the first and still only IRS Criminal Investigation Division special agent ever to investigate allegation of deceitful and illegal conduct in the IRS agency's administration and enforcement of the federal income tax system, and report the results to his investigation first to the IRS management and executives, and then to the American people. By the way, he has a good book you may want to read. Here it is, called Investigating the Federal Income Tax, the updates from the one that Freedom Hospital published over 20 years ago. But you know what Joe Bannister told me, his gun-carrying former IRS special agent? He told me this. Amon, I was with the IRS for 5 years, and I got 4 small business owners in prison. Every time me and my fellow agents, we went after somebody, we always, it was standard procedure for us to ask the IRS to give us the copy of that target's previously filed 1040 tax confession forms so we can see what's in there and use it against him. Against the man we want to put in prison. They always do. In a tax trial, folks, I've seen it with my own eyes. They put the doctors in jail because they did some medical thing and they didn't put that on their tax returns. They put, folks, these signature lines in big print. Whereas here it is. Under penalty of perjury, sign here. They put that big before the jury and saying, look, see, he signed the form. Under penalty of perjury, that's all true, correct, and complete. And that's why this man deserves to go to jail, because he lied under oath. Why? Why should you put the rope around your neck and give IRS a chance to put you in prison? You did that yourself when you filled out a 1040 income tax confession form. Now I know you say, well, pay him, but if I don't file, the IRS will put me in jail. You know, I don't want to go to jail. All right, like, you know, Wesley Snipes and these people, right? Well, let me ask you something, folks. Do you ever worry about being hit by lightning? Even if you live in Florida, the lightning capital of America, do you walk around worried outside, I might get hit by lightning by living in the United States or Florida? No? Why? You should. Why? Well, I'll tell you why. Because look at this, folks. When you go on the eye-opening education page, here it is. According to the IRS's own numbers, you are twice as likely to be struck by lightning than to be sent to prison for not filing 1040 tax confession forms. That is a fact. You could take it to the bank. The odds are right here. Twice as likely to go to struck by lightning than to go to prison for not filing 1040 forms. The number, the calculations are at the bottom of this page. Go to the bottom. Take your time to read the math if you want to. Please do. So this myth that the media created, that you're going to go to prison if you don't file, is just that. Just like Hillary Clinton. Just like Joe Biden. Just like the corona hoax. Folks, just like all the lies that tell you out there in the media, IRS being a powerful agency will put you in prison if you don't file, is just that. Another deception. Folks, on this page, folks, that I got, there's more powerful information you should read. Watch this video right here on this page. How your low odds of prison for not filing. Far, 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 far less than those people that file. Here I show you again how dangerous it is to file, folks. It is so dangerous. So look at this. Even the chief judge of U.S. tax court, authority on tax law in America, she could not defend her 1040 income tax confession forms. And without defending her 1040 forms, she decided to plead guilty and go to prison for only 34 months. That's a good deal, this Judge Krupa got. It's all proven here, folks. You can see all the links to the articles right there when you file 1040 income tax confession forms. So to avoid same fate as Judge Krupa, watch this short video below right here. Okay? This shows you how to avoid tax prison time 100% of the time by following the law 100% of the time as published on government's own official websites. Yes. And guess what, folks? I have another article here that will shock you. This article shows here, when I clicked it right here, this article, this shows that when you file, your chance to go to prison are 10 times more than if you do nothing on April 15th on tax day. That's right. This is IRS's own numbers I'm having in front of you. Look at this. These are two different pages, folks. I merged into one page. That's right. See, this information is all over the internet. You don't get to see it. I find them and I put them for you in one place to see and make sense of it. Look how powerful this is. According to the IRS, folks, I'm going to zoom in on this page a little bit more so you can see them even better, okay? Look at this, folks. Total people the IRS puts in jail in years 2015, 14, 13, total convictions is about 2,800 to over 3,000. That's everybody, filer and non-filer. But look at this. Non-filers, the ones even not prepared, for the same 3 years, the convictions are anywhere from 167 to 233. Yes. Look at that, folks. Most people that are put in jail are by far, well over 90% are all filers. Non-filers are only a very small section. Yes. And non-filers, folks, are really a very small number of Americans, folks. Here. IRS is the true wizard of Oz, okay? Here on this page, it shows you the IRS is mostly bluff, and for every $1,000 the IRS collects, they only spend about $5, folks. That's right, $5. Mm-hmm. They don't have the money to really come after people. You know, they just rely on you filling out a confession forms and admitting you owe them money. Now, if you go to a Paper Tiger link, hyperlink here on this page, you will see even amazing information. Yes. Look at this. On this page, there's a letter from the IRS. September 24, 1998, from Department of the Treasury, Internal Revenue Service, Washington, D.C. Right? What does it say, this letter? Thank you for your letter to Mr. Charles Orazotti, Commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service, dated July 7, 1998. We are pleased to provide you with the following information, right? And what does it say? Let's zoom in just a little bit more. It says, based on our 1996 tax filing program, we estimate there are approximately 63 million taxpayers who have not filed a tax return and initially would appear to have a legal requirement to file. Wow. 63 million non-filers, folks. That's back in 1996 numbers of the IRS, a quarter of a century ago, folks. Yes. That's about one out of three Americans do not file a 1040 income tax confession form. Amazing? Folks, that's the facts. I'm not making it up. That's what the IRS claims, not me. So why would you want to put the burden of proof on yourself? By the way, if you want, you can watch Joe Barris' speech on our YouTube channel. This is his speech of the year 2000. And when he spoke at Freedom Law School's Freedom Rally, okay, here's yours truly who introduced him back then at this event we had in Orange County, California. So, folks, bottom line is you don't have to put the burden of proof on yourself. You can be free. But it's up to you. The problem is that, folks, they don't. What they do, folks, they deceive you. And they do that by this. Fear. Fear is false evidence appearing real. With fear, they control you. The fear of the bejesus of corona hoax. A fear of bejesus if you don't double mask and be, you know, 6 feet away from other people. Fear of the IRS. All that is based upon false evidence appearing real, folks. Okay, folks, the answer to that, if you want to be free, folks, and not like this, afraid to be like this, happy, confident. Answer is you knowing the truth. Seek the truth and the truth shall set you free. The answer is loving truth. You must love the truth for you to be free. If you don't love the truth, if you don't continue to search for the truth, you will not be free. I guarantee you that. I also guarantee, if you continue on your search, investigation of the truth, that you will be free. Because the opposite of love is not anger. It's fear. Lack of love is fear. Love gets you to want to grow, to find out, to search the truth, try things, have fun, okay, make friends, love, have a good time. Fear keeps you locked down in your house, double mask, no visitors. If you are 6 feet or more away, because I might die. Fear. Don't do anything. Be a slave and do as you're told. Don't think. Don't read. You're the opposite of that, folks. You are the opposite. You are the truth seeker. You are a freedom seeker, and you will be free, my friends. Congratulations. All you have to do is continue, folks, on your search of the truth. So what you want to do, if you have not done so already, is to go to the front page of Freedom Law School's website. Okay? Let me zoom out just a little bit. On our front page of our website, I live freenow.org. Let me see if I can fix it for you, folks. Here we go. You want to watch, here it is, this 9-minute video that shows you there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. This 9-minute video, folks, will lead you to other videos that will lead you to freedom for the watch. If you prefer to read, go on the Education Materials tab and start with all of this drop-down menu items that you see right there. Yep, just start with all this stuff and go from there. IRS is mostly bluff, okay? Questions to ask your tax preparer. Yes, folks, in fact, questions to ask your tax preparer tab, let me bring it up for you, is very powerful. In this page, folks, this is a question you should ask anyone who wants to produce a tax 1044 for you to sign. And bottom line is, folks, what they don't tell you, you should read this page, is this, folks. For every single 1040 that you sign, it's on the penalty of perjury that you could be convicted of criminal charges, which has you go to prison for up to 9 years for each 1040 tax form that somebody prepares for you to sign under oath. For each of them, folks, for each 1040, up to 9 years. Why would you risk that? Why would you sign a form that gives the IRS the chance to put you in prison for up to 9 years? That means if you do it, you know, for 5 years, same thing. They can come after you for 5 times 9, 45 years in prison. Yes, for things like tax evasion, for making fraud and false statements, fraudulent return statements or other documents. Yes, folks, all this stuff at the same time, they could put them all on top of each other to come after you. So for simply signing a few pieces of paperwork for 5 years, you could be looking at folks going to prison for the rest of your life, potentially. Yes. Why would anybody do that? Because they've been deceived by the media. The media is a liar, the enemy to brainwash you, to find the safe thing to do. It's the opposite. File 1040 forms is what chokes you, what kills you. So, on our YouTube channel, on our videos, there's a lot more on all these topics. So, folks, what you want to do is to go to our website, folks. Go to our Freedom Hour link right here. Okay, go to our website. And from our Freedom Hour link page, that will take you to our YouTube channel. I'm going to click it right here. When you go to our YouTube channel, what you want to do, go to our videos if you want to. Okay, and find the video that you're interested in. You can search on that what you want to. On something you're interested in, or go to our playlist. Our playlist, folks, you want to see these playlists. These are the key stuff. The ones that give you peace of mind from IRS through Freedom Law School, it's there. Okay, what are income taxes, you know, good for? It's there. Okay, all the stuff, folks, will empower you to live free. And then, if you prefer to read more besides these, under eye-opening education materials, drop-down menu, you can also read under income tax freedom these petitions to Congress. All these petitions to Congress, folks, they have each of them letters to Congress. You should be writing to have Congress stop the IRS and the U.S. Department of Injustice and double crooked lawyers. Okay, from imposing income tax on American people that do not owe the income tax. Okay. The videos which I showed you again is there of more tax prison 100% of the time. It's a great one. You should watch it. And the petitions are right here. You see one right here. These justification for congressional investigation of income tax collection. All these letters, folks, are there to educate you, my friend. Yes, educate you. And your congressman both. And they quote federal law as found on government's own official website. Yes. And all these laws that you see quoted in these petitions to Congress are at the end of these letters listed as attached to the letter that you're writing to your congressman. There it is. Attachment of all these laws that you are referring to and quoting in your letter petition to Congress. On top of that, they're all attached. Look at that. Internal Revenue Code, everything is attached for everybody to see. Folks, this is so easy. High schooler can handle this. This should be mandatory material before someone gets out of high school. Let us just send the congressman. Do that, folks. Do that. These petitions are there for free for every one of you to use. Okay? Now, what I want you to do, folks, when you go to the front page of my website, folks, I want you to know that I put as much free and material on our website for all of you to do it on your own. Yes, folks, I want as many to do this on your own as you can. But some of you won't have for your law school support behind you. I can take a certain number of you to back you up. But those of you interested, you see, you scroll down. We have this program called the Royal Freedom Package. We come with a 7-year $1 million guarantee. If you're interested in that, watch the video here. And oh, by the way, folks, we'd love you to refer people to us, to free others, and we'd love to pay you up to $4,500 cash, tax-free, for introducing others to Freedom Law School, to free themselves of the income tax deception and slavery. So click on these links you see here and the videos, and they will show you how to be free. So with that, folks, I want to thank you. Thank you for being a truth seeker. What you need to do, folks, is to like our video on YouTube, like us, subscribe to our channel, go to our front page, folks, at the bottom of it. Make sure you get your free freedom education package mailed to you and emailed your classes. It's free. On the right side, fill out the information down there. And then after you do that, click on the gold button here that says, yes, I want free freedom education. Okay? And that way, we will be in touch with you, even if we get censored and taken out all these, you know, high-tech platforms on internet that don't like the truth. They don't want you they want you not to know the truth. We'll be in touch with you to help you be free. So with that, folks, I give you my love and invite you to continue your journey to freedom, and you will be free. Okay. How long was that? 43
minutes.
Okay. Okay. Let's see now. Let's go to questions of people then. All right. We have two callers. Okay, folks. Let's put the call number on the screen. We'll answer your questions. Any freedom question issue you have, IRS, government abuse of power, I'm here, yours for free. Okay? Take advantage of it. Normally, I charge $600 an hour because I've been doing this for 29 years. My time is in high demand. First hour, I charge $300 for a private one-on-one detailed consultation. Here, it's free. So call the number on your screen, 657-383-1755, and push 1 on your telephone keypad. We know you have a question. We'll take your call, okay? So let's see. The first call we have, what telephone area code is he calling from? Okay. 303 is the first caller, and 337 is the second caller. Call from area code 303. Tell me your first name only for privacy of you and how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
My name is Chris. I heard Freedom Law School from a good friend of mine when I moved to Tennessee. And my question is, I'm 35. I was a contractor for a construction company, and I filed taxes, was it last year? And because I owe so much in, I'm set up with a payment plan with the IRS. Now, can I stop paying them, or do I have to continue paying my settlement since I've already agreed to that?
Well, how much did you admit or claim you owe them?
My wife is running to grab our paper. Maybe 9,000?
9,000, okay. Well, technically, legally, you have confessed. You said you owe the money. And, of course, you can amend it with a 1040X to try to fix it and correct it, as normally you would think you should correct your mistake. However, if you do that, the IRS may not only not correct your 1040, but add a $5,000 penalty on top of that for you trying to do that. So it's a risky proposition. Now, other than that, the reality is, though, the IRS does not have the resources to come after everybody. There's so many millions of people that owe Americans money that IRS is giving away collection cases to toothless private agencies. Yes. The biggest case I've seen that it was sent to a toothless private agent collection agency that sends you letters that says, hey, Chris, IRS tells us you owe us money, IRS money, here. Would you please pay us? Please pay us. Well, you can pay him if you want to, or not. And once a year, you will get a letter from the IRS reminding you that how much you owe them. But you know what? You know that may be done by the IRS or the private collection agency. But the private collection agency cannot send an order, a levy to your bank account, your job, you know, anybody that pays you money and say, give me his money, bank. Otherwise, I'll take it from you. I'm forcing you, ordering you. They cannot do that. Only IRS can do that, but the IRS does not have enough resources to go after people, so leaving vast, vast numbers of Americans alone, especially small cases like that. So the decision at the end is yours to make. Do you want to pay him or not pay him? I just give you information about the circumstances surrounding this issue and the options that are available to you. Does that help you and your wife better understand your options?
Yes, and I have one other question, too, in regards to receiving 1099s, say for unemployment, for example, from the government themselves. Had I received unemployment in the last year, I haven't confessed to any tax filing for that, so legally, I'm not required to pay them back on income tax for that, correct? So if I receive any 1099, no matter who it's from, as long as I don't sign over that form, whether it's the Schedule C in conjunction with the 1040, I'm okay, correct?
Right. The 1099 form is falsely set out. The only people that are supposed to be 1099 basically are those who perform functions for the public office and they pay others. The U.S. ambassador in Japan pays the Japanese language interpreter or his employees in Japan, he split the 1099 in them. But they've deceived companies in America to 1099 others. As you see in my videos, I talk about the term trade or business is not your business. It's someone who performs functions of federal public office. So those people are the only ones that's supposed to 1099 others. That 1099 was falsely sent to you. It doesn't mean anything because it was false.
Okay. So because I've already confessed to the IRS on the previous tax filing, it's kind of a risk whether they're going to come after me or not if I just stop paying.
There's always a risk that once I drive in the car tomorrow on the road, I might get killed. The
roof for sure.
Fall on me or on you. There's always a risk. I might die of a heart attack tomorrow morning or die in my sleep. So, but the chance of those are very, 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 very low. And when you have a nation of 300 plus million Americans, about 104 million people, file 1099 income tax confession forms. Millions and millions owe IRS money. You have only about 3,000 collection agents. 3,000. For every one of their collection agents, there's 100,000 Americans exist. It's 100,000 to one. And everybody thinks it's about me. They're going to get me. I'm the one. I'm the one they're after. Yeah. Me. Oh, yeah. They're going to get me, because I'm worried about me. Feels for me. They're going to get me. Well, you got to put yourself in their shoes, okay? That they got all these, you know, ants to get, okay? In fact, you haven't seen the Hopper video in one of my videos. I should put it on for you guys as a bonus, okay? I'm going to put down this short video you're going to see from the movie. It's called A Bug's Life. It came out in 1998. And it really shows IRS's mostly bluff, okay? Truly, and they're all doing the basic on bluff, just like the grasshoppers you see in this. Ready? I'm going to go to my screen. Here we go. Let's make this big and play. Ready? Where's the volume video on there? Here we go. Let's put the volume. Let's go play. They can't hear it? Oh, hold on. My technician is going to make sure you have the audio before you watch this 1 minute clip. Okay, let's try it right now. Here we go.
Okay.
Technicians to make sure you have the audio before you watch this 1 minute clip.
Okay,
let's try it right now.
Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little.
Their enslavement.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I have to rewind it.
And the ants potentially waking up.
There we go.
Their enslavement.
Oh, yeah.
I have to rewind it.
He just said yes. There was one ant who stood up to me, and they told him yes, they're puny. So here we go. Now, grasshoppers who enslave the ants, okay, like us, Chris. Here we go.
Here's a puny little ant.
Is it better?
No.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
How about this? You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
You heard that, folks? See, The grasshopper says that the ants outnumber them 100 to 1. And if you ever figure that out, Chris, their gig is up. But it's 100,000 to 1. And if you ever figure that out, Chris, their way of life is done. The big banks and corporations, their politicians, their presidents, their judges, no. their IRS and lawyers, and those guys, if they ever realize that we outnumber them, the gig is up. That's
well,
what
I figured that out.
Here, and that's what you're going to watch. Days, fact, what you want to do, that's why I tell people, go to our YouTube channel and watch the videos. So you want to watch, for example, the video I got here called Why Give Your Power Away by Letting the IRS Bluff You. Yep. You want to, the one with the cards at the top center. You want to watch that, Chris. That will help you. Okay?
Okay.
Any other questions?
No. I learned about all of this 2 days ago when my friend gave me the information, and so I'm ready to stop paying them now.
You just got started, my friend. Congratulations. Just keep going, and you're going to be free, my friend. I'm so happy that you called us. Thank you for calling. Let's go to the caller from area code 337. What is your first name? How did you hear about Freedom Law School? And then your question, please.
Hi, this is Rich. I think I heard about you either through a Google search or YouTube. And
okay.
My question mainly deals with county and state taxes once we stop paying federal. I own a Louisiana LLC, and it's 50% owner of an Ohio LLC. And that Ohio LLC owned a mobile home park, which we sold last year for a loss, actually. And now we have to deal with the depreciation recapture. So the CPA for the Ohio LLC, I know it gets confusing, is saying that we owe county, one of the Ohio counties tax, and the state of Ohio tax. Of course, when my CPA in Louisiana does my LLC, my personal taxes, I will owe Louisiana taxes and federal taxes. So I'm kind of like, now what? Does that make sense to you, Peyton?
Oh, yeah.
Payment.
Oh, yeah.
Payment,
it makes sense. Of course, none of this money is owed because these states base their income taxes on the federal tax. If you own the federal tax, you take the number from your federal tax, your income, your taxable income, and you transfer that to the state or local tax form. So if you do not owe any federal tax, there's no state, county, or city tax for you to pay based upon that non-existent federal tax liability. So you don't owe anything
okay.
to any of those people at all. Now, the question is how do you explain this to the people around you. For that, my friend, we need to do a private one-on-one consultation so I can go over all the mechanics of this who entity owes what entity here and there and try to explain to these guys a little bit better. But bottom line is that you don't owe many tax.
Got it. If my 50% partners in the mobile home park want to file the federal, then that hurts me, right?
No, they can go to file and pay voluntarily all they want. It's their choice. Doesn't affect
even
you.
Though it's a 50,
the guy across the street.
Even though it's a 50-50 partnership in the LLC?
Yeah.
That
he wants to voluntarily donate money to the IRS. He can do that. That's his free will. You don't want to, you don't. I mean, he can
okay.
spend extra money to the IRS, too, you know. Doesn't mean you have to pay anything. Right? How can one person obligate another to pay something?
Yeah, I agree with you, but, you know, my LLC gets a K-1, and the county and the state know that we sold the park, so there's income. So it just makes the whole thing a mess.
So what? Look, you know, if you want, this is why I created this program called the Royal Freedom Package on the front page of my website, okay? This in 2001, 20 years ago, because people like you want to lawfully stop filing and paying U.S. income tax and with protection, with safety and peace of mind. So I created the Royal Freedom Package. And just about 6 months ago, after almost 20 years, finally I came up with this guarantee that with the Royal Freedom Package, Freedom Law School will keep the IRS from levying any of your money, Rich, for a minimum of 7 years, minimum. Or Freedom Law School will reimburse you up to $1 million. So, you know, because I know how to handle exactly all of these systems and procedures. You don't know that, and that's the problem you got. Another problem you got is your bookkeeper, accountant, CBA. They're all ignorant of the Internal Revenue Code. They don't know the federal tax laws. The thick book, they don't know. All they know is how to fill out those forms. And all they know is follow IRS's own publications. Not this. They don't know any of this. I know law and procedures. See this tab? These are some of the most common stuff I use. Procedures, how to beat them. That's my second book. My other book has a lot more of these tabs. Which ones apply to what situation and how to use it against them. Okay, how to use it in your favor. You have the right under the law. But the problem is the tax attorneys, a few of them that might owe it are extremely expensive. Okay, $500,000 an hour, and they don't know the stuff that I know. But I dare say I know more about the IRS procedures than even tax attorneys out there, especially when it comes to non-filers. There's nobody like Freedom Law School out there. Because I've been studying this for 29 years, half of my life. All this white hair wasn't here when I started that. Okay? And because as a freedom lover, I started studying this from the best people I could find out there. I had a lot of cases come through me to see. I learned from Bill Drexler, Bill Conklin, Sean O'Connor, Dave Wellington, the best out there, Urban Schiff. I learned from all the good stuff of all these guys that were around in the 1990s and early 2000 years. And even the guys before them, which had taught them, Vern Holland, all these guys. So I built so much knowledge that I know how to handle this stuff, and that's why I can make that incredible money-back guarantee. That's for the IRS. For the state, I don't have the same guarantee because there's 42 states with state income tax laws. But states are much actually easier to beat than the IRS. For one, for example, you don't have to live or do business in a particular state. You can arrange your business in a better way to avoid states, you know. I don't have nothing anymore to do with California. I left that communist republic, okay? So they can do whatever they want to do. It doesn't affect me, okay? So all that
right.
Is something that you may want to consider, my friend. Any other questions?
So the next step is to set a consultation with you. Could that include, like, when I set up a new LLC for a potentially new business in Louisiana, is there a certain way to structure it to avoid being on the radar for any of these taxes?
Well,
there is
no simple guaranteed quick fix that you're looking for. So stop looking for these 100% guaranteed kind of stuff forever type of thing. Okay, I wish, you know, it's not like that. I wish it was that simple. It's not. But first of all, you don't want to get an Arkansas LLC. You probably want to get a New Mexico or Wyoming LLCs, which are much better. You get far more privacy and less expense and less financial reports and hassle. So you got other options you do not even know they existed. I will give you the other options that you are not even aware that existed to how to set up your business, even if the way you have it right now. Okay? There's a lot of stuff you can do with that. I'll go over all that. And the Royal Freedom Package here, for what it does, it gives you unlimited consultation, unlimited, and unlimited help for any and all IRS and state tax situation. Why? Because if we can do the proper planning, an ounce of prevention is worth more than a pound of cure. So, yes, the best place for you to stay with a private one-on-one consultation. So we're going to all go over things, anything to you, so you understand it. Then you can feel comfortable on how to move forward safely with peace of mind.
Okay, perfect. Well, I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. When did you hear about us? How recently did you hear about us, Rich?
Either a Google search or YouTube, and but I haven't done anything yet, obviously. Then I had a friend who is his first year using you, and he made a post on Facebook. So I think he actually sent my name to one of your associates, whom I spoke with today.
Okay. Very good. All right, my friend, any other questions, Rich, before I go to the next caller?
No, sir. Thanks for your time, and appreciate what you do.
You're welcome, my friend. Do you have any more callers? Call from area code 650. What is your first name? How did you hear about Peter Law School? And then your question, please.
My name is Rebecca, and I heard about you from the Dollar Vigilante and Acapulco. And my first question is, if I have the Medicare health insurance, which I signed up for when I was 65, does that consider me to be part of the government because I have that health insurance? That's one question.
Well, you are not part of the government. Are you?
No, I'm not. But I just wonder, is that a problem if I have that health insurance? Because I signed up for it.
No, I don't see a problem with it.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. And then what about if I didn't take my Social Security yet, and I'm not planning on it, but what if you take your Social Security? Is that considered that you are part of the that you're with the government somehow because you're getting that Social Security?
Now, let me just say something about all this really clearly. I believe what they do with Social Security, Medicare, all these benefits, okay, they write the law that for the purpose of this law, you are a U.S. citizen. But you see, you could be a U.S. citizen in different definitions and meanings. This is how deceptive they are. For example, for immigration purposes, nationality purposes, you are, and I am, a U.S. citizen. But that U.S. citizen means someone from the continental United States, the 50 states, and all the territories, okay, except some of us who are only nationals, not U.S. citizens. So for each of these things, they have their own definitions they have. So you could be for Medicare or receiving Social Security U.S. citizen, but for tax purposes, it's got its own definition. So for the tax law, it's a whole different thing than what all these other titles have. For their own sets of laws, they have their own definitions. And to be quite frank with you, one of the things I'm interested in researching more, which takes time, is the whole Social Security scam in more detail. Okay. What definitions they use throughout that, but I just haven't had the time to do that, Rebecca. When I get this summer, hopefully, when things slow down a little bit, hopefully I'll look at that a little bit more. But, you know, it won't affect you. And even according to the IRS, even the way they see it, Social Security, they say, is not taxed. So don't worry.
Okay.
Be happy.
Okay. Okay. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Reverend. You have a very beautiful young voice. I'm surprised you're 65 and over. I would have never guessed that, Rebecca.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. So you're a very lucky woman.
Okay.
All right. 269 area code caller. What is your first name, my friend? Area code 269 caller, are you with us? Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your questions.
My name is James.
James, okay.
Yes,
and
I am. Can
you
hear me?
How did you hear about us, James? Yes.
I don't remember where I heard from you from years ago.
Years ago.
Yeah. I had a question concerning Social Security like the last woman. I had a question about Social Security.
Okay.
Well, let me turn
what is
off.
Your question, James?
It concerns Social Security.
Uh-huh.
If I do not file this year, how can I file for Social Security this year? Is it not required to provide the past couple years of tax information in order to receive money from Social Security?
No. I hate the Social Security system. I think it's a socialist system that destroys America, breaks up families, pushes grandparents away from the children. The children don't have the grandparents help them babysit their kids and have loving relationship with the children. It is very divisive. It destroys extended family, which is a requirement to raising children. The reason people are not having children is because the grandparents have shoved away with Social Security money of their children, you know, away. But anyhow, nonetheless, the way this corrupt, socialist system works, which I don't like to do anything with, is you don't have to work even one day in America, earn a living, or pay anything into the system to suck money out of it. I know many people who never worked a day in America, came from a foreign country, and collecting Social Security for decades. Now they get paid less than someone who paid, you know, let's say made $100,000 a year and paid into it. They got that little graduated system going on. You know, if you made, you know, $100,000 and paid into the system, you get paid more than someone who made only $30,000 in payment system. They got that. But you will get something from the socialist system. Does that help you, James?
Well, I've paid in thousands of dollars over the course of a lifetime of working, and I'm of retirement age. And in order for me to get some of the money that, because of the economy, I have very little savings, and Social Security is one of the three legs of the three-legged stool. You're saying I do not need to provide any, well, they require in their forms for me to file for Social Security that I provide past year's income tax information. Is that not correct?
No, they ask for it. Doesn't mean you have to give it. They ask, but doesn't mean you have to give it to them. Someone can ask you for $1 million. They can ask, but you don't have to give it to them, right?
Oh, yeah, they ask for it. I don't know if they stipulate that unless you provide this information, we will not give you Social Security, but it's money that they've taken from me. And
what you paid in the past is gone, James. There is no such thing as a Social Security trust fund. You did not pay even a dollar into your own retirement. The money goes into the general fund of the U.S. Treasury as spent down the federal rat hole sewer of waste and corruption. It's gone decades ago as you paid it, whatever it went to. They're giving you money from whatever comes in now into the federal budget from whatever source they want to. There's no relation. I know they ripped you off. I know they stole from you. I got you. I'm with you. You know, but don't think that there was any connection between what you paid in and what they're going to give you now. They try to pretend like there is one. I know the politicians lie, but it's simply a lie. Any other question I can help you with, James?
No, I guess you're just suggesting that I go ahead and try to process to see what can come of it. They're just saying they're asking for information, which I don't have to provide, and perhaps they will, put me on a monthly check system. I don't know.
Well, they will send you money every month if you ask them to. Look, here's what I believe in. You may want to do, which I think you feel good about. Look, just because you're in your 60s doesn't mean you have no value. Doesn't mean you cannot go make money. I believe you can. I really mean it. All you got to do is to have fun and love people enough to go out and share the truth with them. And don't get disappointed if other people are so brainwashed that they don't listen to you sometimes. Because, Freedom Law School, I'm willing to pay you up to $4,500 for each person. Here's the front page of my website. For each person you refer to Freedom Law School with our Freedom Opportunity Plan, right there. By the way, it's going to go to $5,000. Because the Royal Freedom Package is going to go up to $9,900 in August 1st, okay? And the commission on that is 50%. We'll go to $5,000 cash. That's what you can get. All you got to do is text people our website, email to people. Or even if you want, hang out in front of the supermarket, and give them some of our flyers to people. Hey, do you love or hate the IRS? Guys, can you give me a 99% flyer, one of you guys, please? Oh, here it is. 99% of Americans are not required to file an income tax. Did you know that?
Yeah, I've been. Mm-hmm.
Just go in front of your supermarket, the highest class one, Whole Foods, the nicer ones, and talk to people. And people will pass you by, not interested. Fine. People will avoid you. Fine. Just say, do you love or hate the IRS? If you love the IRS, this is not for you. If you hate the IRS, this is for you. And someone's going to hear it said, that sounds good. You might get a guy listening like a Chris, right? Chris called, Rich called. And they say, oh, what do you got, bud? What is this? You have a conversation. You have more flyers, right? Get a phone number and text them the front page of our website. How much are you going to get Social Security? Anywhere probably from $1,000 to $2,000 a month. Here, you're going to get up to, $5,000 in the next few months. Several times what you get in Social Security. You can be a whole month and get one person by staying from the supermarket, passing stuff out, right? And you're going to make a lot more if you want to get out of the house. So you have choices. I don't believe in this thing that people are powerless because they're older. That's a lie they told you. They deceived you. But you just don't let it get you down when people are brainwashed and are not interested. Don't take that personally. It's not about you. It's about them. They're not ready for the truth. They're not ready to be free. They're living fear
and love,
opposed to you. So I would suggest try that, while you're out there. Anything else?
What's your guesstimation on how many people are brainwashed? Because I got to think the number is like 90%.
How many people file income tax confession forms every year? According to the IRS, they have about 140 million 1040 income tax confession forms, roughly. So, and back in 1996, 25 years ago, there was about 63 million non-filers, what the IRS says. So with the population growth, my guess is about 80 million non-filers. IRS says there's 140 million filers. So I give you a better answer?
Yeah, that's brainwashing is a hard thing to overcome.
For the supermarkets, how many people wear masks?
Yeah, a good percentage of them.
He says, someone without a mask, you go talk to them.
You can't go into stores without a mask in some places.
In Florida, you can. I've never walked into Walmart in Florida with a mask on. What state do you live in?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you live?
Michigan.
Get
the
out
one of that few states that are still on lockdown mode.
Come down to the free state of Florida. Florida is the lowest tax state in the country. Overall, the freest state in the country. Has the best weather in the country. Okay? Just stay away from Miami, though. Just come to Central Florida. Okay? Your money goes a lot farther because of low taxes, low cost of housing, you know, low regulations that, you know, you can... People can start businesses easy. So get out of that commerce place. We want you, freedom lovers, leave Michigan, New York, California, Illinois, these commerce places. Come to free Republic of Florida. All right, James?
Yeah, about Florida. Yeah, I've heard that for retirees, it's one of the top spots for relocation.
It is. Tampa area is the number one retirement spot in the whole United States. This is the top spot.
Okay, Pine Man. Well, thank you for the information. I'll see what happens with Social Security because I'm ready to
do
something about it.
Anybody else? We have any more questions, guys? We have two more callers.
Not for me. All right.
Bye. Bye-bye, James. Take care, my friend. What's the numbers? 423. Area code 423. And 856. Caller from area code 423. What is your first name only, and how did you hear about Freedom Law School?
It's Josette Payman, and I've known about you for a while.
Yes, Josette,
I'm calling.
I know who you are.
I know you do. Yes. I'm calling because I want to clarify if somebody gets unemployment and then get the 1099. Are they required to file?
No, as far as I know.
Because isn't that free money? I mean,
it's
you didn't
money.
Really
What's
do anything
money?
For that money.
What's wrong with free money? Now, if someone can show me that money is considered performance of function of federal public office, you should file an income tax on it.
Oh, and the stimulus check too?
Same thing. Unless someone
Same
can
thing.
Show me that that money is considered legally defined as performing functions of federal public office, you don't have to file income tax on it at all.
Huh. Okay. I just wanted to clarify because my friend just called.
Take money out of your paycheck on the state law and on the state law, you get unemployment generally, and the federal government gives grants to states to assist them with this thing. So this unemployment thing that people get, I understand most often, is not even through the federal government at all. It's through the states. So it is not anything with the function of federal public office at all, because the state is the one that hands out unemployment. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thanks for clarifying.
You're welcome, Josette. Call from area code 856. What is your first name, and how did you hear about Freedom Law School, my friend?
Hi, Payma. My name is Matt. I am in New Jersey, and I've been following you for a couple of years. First heard about you through Jeff Berwick and Acapulco.
2 years ago?
My question.
Were you at the 2020?
Probably a year.
2019 Acapulco
when
I was there?
Yeah, I think.
What's that?
In Acapulco. Mm-hmm.
So you saw me there?
Ago.
Okay.
I saw you online. I didn't get to go. No.
Online. Okay, got it. Okay, gotcha. Very good, my friend.
Okay, so
how can I help you?
My question is... are you more likely to be audited for past years that you did file if you choose not to fill out the confession form?
No. Okay. You see, Matt, the way, again, we all focus on ourselves, the way we live in fear of IRS coming after us, watching over our back, we think that, oh, the IRS knows I've been filing every year, as if IRS is one mind, the one human being. It's not.
Right.
And the IRS knows, so they're going to see, hey, guys, look, Matt here filed for 10, 20 years every year. He stopped. Hey, Joe, let's get Dave, somebody, let's hook him up on Focus on Math. How come he didn't follow this year?
Right. Right. Okay, I have two quick other questions, if that's okay.
They don't know if he died, he retired, became a religious missionary or what. They don't have the manpower to look into that. Your past has nothing to do. Every single year is technically, legally, a separate, potentially taxable event. If you became a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C., then you owe income tax. If you're not, the year after you leave Washington, D.C., you don't owe income tax.
Okay.
Okay?
So if I'm actually going through getting my passport renewed and getting with my baby, if I became a national instead of a citizen, would that make me eligible for taxes, and should I avoid that then?
No. That whole thing you heard is wrong. For nationalization purposes, you are a U.S. and a state citizen, which is, I'm going to look up for you, 8 to see, 8 U.S.C. 1108, right, guys? 1108, right? Yeah, no, that's the main one, though. Okay, I'm gonna show you the law on my computer, because this situation comes up. Here we go. No, 8 U.S.C. 1108, right? Oh, 1408, okay. 1401 or 8, I thought. No, no, 1408, that's the one, yeah. Okay, here we go. Now I'm going to show you. You can do it just like me. Look it online, by the way. Don't use Google. Use DuckDuckGo. And the subsection, see, this that tells you nationals but not citizens of the United States, right? Is that the one that defines it? Oh, 1401. Sorry, guys. I don't have all this stuff memorized. You know, sometimes I get my help. Okay, 1401. That's the one we want to see. Let me zoom out of this because you can see better. Now, here we go. Okay, let me zoom in a little bit more. Okay. See, this is from Title 8, Aliens and Nationality. That definition is different, okay, than that of taxes or other titles or categories of law, okay? This is aliens and nationality, okay? So here we go. It says, the following shall be nationals and citizens of the United States at birth, right? Okay. So is that the one? Which one am I going to go down to, guys? No, that's not the one. I think it's 1408, isn't it? The one that that says the Continental of the United States. 1101. Ah, sorry, my friend. Yeah, yeah. But 1101 is the one that really shows them that Continental United States definition they need to see. Okay. 1101 is the section. Okay. Sorry about that, guys. Ah, here we go. 8 U.S.C. 1101. Definition. That's it. You see, under immigration and nationality, there's a different set of definitions. Then there is one for the category of tax laws. Its own definitions, nationality, different definitions. And patriots mix them up. They're not the same. So you see, you go down, and it tells you, as used in this chapter, right, nationality, what's the subsection I'm going to go down to? I got to go down quite a bit. I remember it was quite a bit down. I got to go down this thing. It was way down like D something. Folks, these laws are very long and specific. Yeah, you'll get there. I'm going to get there to that. Okay. I think it was M or something, or N. But hold on. We're getting, here we go. Is it? Where is it? Here we go. Is D, I think it's down here someplace. Is it? Where is that? Give me a second, folks. As you can see, these laws are very long. And yeah, you got to find the exact thing. Oh, here we go. Here we go. The term United States. You see that? Let me zoom in a little bit more for you. Okay. And this is D38, if I remember right. Okay. D38. Yep. Let's zoom in a little bit more. Is it A? Or A38? Okay, fine. No, I think it's D38. Oh, sorry, I zoomed in too much. Yeah. See, folks, when I do this stuff, you see on the screen, before the Freedom Hour, I have all this stuff lined up in front of me to I go to another one. I got all this stuff I do beforehand to look up the exact thing. I don't want to zoom in too much, as I don't want to lose this thing for you that I got. Here we go. Is it here, below, or above? Because it moves when I do that. Here, I got to go down. Yeah, it's a very long law. So when I zoom in, it messes it up. Sometimes I don't zoom in anymore. Sorry. Here we go. The term United States, okay, except as otherwise specifically here and provided, when used in a geographical sense, because you are a United States citizen, you think, right? Means the continental United States. Alaska, Hawaii, Puerto Rico, Guam, the Virgin Islands of the United States, and the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands. See, so pages mix it up. Okay, you are a United States citizen because it includes, means, the 50 states, the continental United States. So you don't have to do anything whatsoever. You're already free, Matt. Your citizenship is okay. Just fine. Okay?
Okay. So no need to change that. Okay. And then I just had one more question that I'm a little fuzzy on still. So I'm in New Jersey. File with the state, or since I'm not filing federal, I don't file with the state?
Again, I have not come across any state that the state on the form does not say, take the number of your taxable income from the federal tax form and put it on the state tax form. I have not looked at all the 42 states that do have a state income tax. Well, you can look it up yourself. New Jersey income tax form. New Jersey. That's all you got to do. Jersey income tax form. That's all you got to do, folks. Just look them up. Just like the four or five letters, words that have what you're looking for. Okay? So, here we go. And they tell you e-file directly, I guess, with them, right? I don't know. Let's see. What does New Jersey say? Okay, start 2020. Oh, they want password, all that silly stuff. No, that's not them. That's just advertising. This is the official website of the state. Form NJ-1040. Okay, here it is. New Jersey form. What does it say? Yeah, let's look at it. Okay, filing status, exemptions. Where is the income on it? But I don't see income yet. Okay. Here we go. But you got to look at the definition. Okay. See, I got some idea already, but I got to look at the instructions more carefully. On this thing already, on line 16A, is a taxable interest enclosed federal Schedule B. Right here, they're telling you they're relying on the federal schedules. They're doing that here. They're probably doing it on wages, salaries, and tips as well. Okay? So, but you got to read this stuff carefully, instructions and the laws. Here we go. They got federal schedule K-1 on line 21. Line 22, again, same thing. All right? Hope that helps you, my friend.
Okay. All right. So I just have some research to do then there.
Yes.
All right. Appreciate everything, Kamal. God bless you, man. Oh.
God bless you, my friend. Do you have anybody else with any more questions? Nope. Okay. Now, does anybody have any questions online that I should answer?
No.
No. Very good. Got them all.
You have a printed-out question on your desk.
I have a printout question for me to answer on the right from Brenda. Oh, we have a Brenda has some questions. Let's get to Brenda's question. Brenda asks, what can I do to have my employer not take out federal or any other unnecessary taxes out of my paycheck if I'm not required to file income tax return? Also, if I start a home business, do I have to file income tax for this? Okay. The answer is available for free on our website at livefreenow.org. Let's go there to our website. Here we go. On the very top of the page, on the top right, income tax, freedom, okay, drop-down menu. Letter to write to congressman to be freeing yourself from individual income tax, to free yourself from withholding, from Social Security taxes, okay, and self-employment taxes are there too. You send these letters to the congressman, then write to your employer. I'm opening one of them up. The instructions are there at each of these pages. Some of them don't have it. I'm going to do instructions for the other ones on video, but there it is. Here's the one on regular income tax, for example. Okay? So the letters is right here. Okay? Here it is. Sample letters right here, congressman. Right? Now. And then the instructions are on this page on what to do, how to do it. So follow the instructions there, you know, add to these, okay? But that's the wrong video we got here. Steve, we got to change this video. That's not the instruction for this page, I don't think. We got to check that, fix that. And then let's see. The other one you see is on withholding, for example. On withholding. We have a video right here. Here's the page. Here we go. Here's a video on how to stop income tax withholding. Another one here. And the PDF of the letter petition to send your congressman. He's right here. There it is. Any other questions that we have? Brenda has another question. She says, if I start a home business, do I have to file income tax for this? No. Very simple. Just watch the videos on our website. Read the petitions to Congress. It's all there. Okay? It's all explained in more detail there. But you should watch and understand these things. Don't take my word or the government's word. What makes Freedom Law School special and unique is I give you the law from government's own websites to read, to follow. So do it. Take a little time and do it right. Any other questions, guys? Okay. All right, guys. Thank you. What I invite you to do, folks, is now take this information and share it with others. Go to our page, livefreenow.org. Sign up for our free freedom education package. Okay? So when we get banned on high-tech internet websites, you will still in touch. Email to people about us, folks. Text your family members first, then your friends, then coworkers. Let's have you be free and love other people. Give them a chance. Give them a chance to see this information and be able to free themselves like you are on this journey to free yourself. Thank you for watching. I'll be back with you next Thursday night again. Yeah, take a look at my screen. We got that wrong video.